We're going to learn the Maor v'Shemesh for Parshas Baal Loscha. I want to just mention one vart. We're not going to see the entire piece inside, but just before we begin, the third piece in the Parsha on Vayehi ben Saa Aaron, the first piece that begins with the words Vayehi ben Saa Aaron, the third piece in Maor v'Shemesh on Baal Loscha, he quotes a vart from the Yira Kadosh from Parshischa, which I just want to mention in passing, and I always have a strong connection to this vart because I remember how tragically, after 9/11, Rav Avram Shor, in one of his addresses afterwards, shortly thereafter, spoke about this vart from the Yira Kadosh and made a tremendous roshim upon me. And it's quoted here by the Maor v'Shemesh. He quotes Harav Kadosh Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Zatzalmi Parshischa, who explained on the pasuk in Tehillim, Mishamayim Hishmata Din Eretz Yara V'Shakta. It's really the Gemara's kasha in the Sechas Shabbos on a certain level. But the pasuk is actually a little bit of a contradiction. It says, from the heavens you heard a din, you heard a midas a din, and the earth trembled, was afraid, it was a sense of yira, v'shokta, and there was a sense of calm. So the Gemara already asked the kasha that yira and sheket don't usually go together. Yira implies a situation of just disbelief. Sometimes there's such fear and anxiety and people screaming when there's a horrific event that's taking place, and sheket usually implies a certain yeshiva das, peace of mind, a certain calm that's very comforting. So the Yira Kadosh explain what's a lomer. Mishamayim hishmata din. Hainu kishyesh chas v'shalom his oris hagvuros al hachneses Yisrael v'umas ha'olam gozing zeros. When Knesset Yisrael is facing difficult challenges, difficult suffering, sometimes at the hands of the umas ha'olam, ze'eno rak lahashmiya kadei sheyasu tshuva. The purpose of the Shemayim, of sending down a Midas Adin, is that there should be a Shmia, that there should be an ability to receive it. Ukesha Aretz Yaran, as the Pasuk says, when the earth does fear and gets the message, so then immediately afterwards, through that Tshuva process, there can be a Sheket. Ratzolomar Shechozrim B'Tshuva Teika Feshakta. When there's a sense of Rabbanu Shalom, we messed up, we understand this Midas Adin, we're responding to it, we want to be better Jews, whether we understand, again, exactly what we did wrong or not, is often not the case. We don't know exactly what we did wrong, but we could always seek to take a message to heart and try to improve ourselves. So then the Midas Adin is followed by a Sheket. V'agvuros enam osim shum roshim klal ha-Knesset Yisrael, v'afim gazru gezeres chas v'shalom ha-Knesset Yisrael, heim b'teilin u'v'talin. So then we have the ability to respond in the right way, and Hashem will protect us. But the way that Rav Shor shared this vart, again, in the post 9/11 moments, or a number of days later, he said that that when there's a tragedy, when there's a cataclysmic event in the world, and something huge happens, we have to respond to it. And God forbid, if we don't respond, so then if we don't, so to speak, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the impression that we got the message, then lo aleinu, God forbid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits us harder and strikes again to wake us up from our passivity, from our apathy. So the avoda of mishamayim mishmat adin, again, when there is an experience of midas adin, whether it's collectively or in one's personal life, the response is lashmiya, to hear it. And then when the aretz is yara, when the world trembles from it, then it's followed by a sheket. So again, a very important vart in terms of knowing how to respond to the suffering of life. It's not to look away. It's not to be passive about it, or God forbid, apathetic towards it. Again, as the Rambam writes in Hechos Tanios, you know, when bad things happen, the goal is not to just say, this is Mikra, this is what happens. Yeah, it's a tough world. Bad things happen, sometimes even to good people. That's not the proper response. The proper response is to be ma'ayin into one's behaviors, activities, to make a chajwan and nefesh, and to be chozer b'tshuva. Again, you can see the whole piece, try to see the context, but it's a very important vart and one that resonates with me personally, so I wanted to share it. Okay, the piece that's after that, the piece that begins, O Yomar Vayehi ben Saa Aaron, is the one I want to actually learn inside. A very, very interesting mahalach to the Nunim Hafuchim. And part of the reason the Maor v'Shemesh is dipping into the Divrei Torah that speak a little more openly about the Midas Hadin, not just because of the Parshios being Parshios, this section of Chumash Bamidbar has a number of failures and mistakes and disappointments in a row, so that certainly brings upon Klal Yisrael Midas Adin, but also as we approach the months of Tammuz and Av, these are months that are Midas Adin oriented, historically, and we want to be mahapech them into something good. So it comes through in the Parshios, and it comes through in the teachings of the Tzaddikim. So says the Mor Veshemesh, O Yomar Vayi Ben Soha Aaron Vayomar Moshe Kuma Hashem Vayifutu Oivecha. Perish Rashi famously comments, Asalos Simonios Milafonov Umila Achrav. Chodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, bracketed these two psukim of Vayi Ben Soha Aaron. It's Ki'ilu, its own Sefer. According to one opinion in the Gemara and Shabbos, there are seven books of the Torah, Bereshis, Shemos, Vayikra, Chumash Devarim, up to Vayi Ben Soha Aaron. Vayi Ben Soha Aaron is its own Chumash, its own book, followed by the end of Chumash Bamidbar. So Bamidbar counts really as three books. And then, of course, Chumash Devarim, for a total of seven books of the Torah. A very interesting idea to think about. But these two psukim are bracketed. They're found, so to speak, between the nunim, the backwards nuns. And again, a lot of literature about this. How are these nun written? Do they actually appear in a Sefer Torah? How are they written? Are they inverted? Are they upside down and inverted? Are they a number of ways that they could be drawn or written? And different discussions about that. But the way that the Rebbe presents it here, he says, Lahavin ksas hanunin hafuchos. Lama hanun hafucha kazeh. Now, you don't have the picture. I mean, if you're looking in the Sefer, perhaps you do. One edition of the Mor Veshemesh that I saw actually had this printed as a dollar sign. So that's not, I'm not sure why it was printed that way. But in the edition that I'm using, the proper edition, it's a nun that is upside down. In other words, if you were to take a regular nun and to kind of rotate it 180 degrees, it would be pointing backwards and upside down. The hainu, what that means is, an explanation of that, harechav lamala v'akatzar lamata, the wide part of the nun, the base of the nun is facing above, and the narrow part of the nun is on the bottom. Duhu kedemus yud lamata, it's almost as if the yud, which kind of sits on top of the nun, in ksav ashuris, is on the bottom. The Mor Veshemesh says, why is it not inverted? Why is it not flipped on itself? In other words, if the nun's opening is facing towards the left, why is it not just inverted and flipped towards the right? Why is it actually spun upside down? Let the narrow part, the top of the nun, remain on top, and let the bottom remain on bottom, and let it just be reversed in that way. Why is it flipped upside down, not just inverted? I hope that explanation is clear. And I hope your edition has a clear picture of it, as mine does. V'yira al derech hayaduah misifrei kodesh. So we know from the Svarim HaKadoshim, D'shem havaya kadosh k'seder hu rachamim gemurim. When the name of Hashem is flowing in order, yud, followed by a hey, followed by a vav, followed by a hey, that's the midah of rachamim or chesed. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name being mashpia in the best of ways, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, facing us forward. V'hei achrona yonekes me'avav, and in this way, the hey receives from the vav that precedes it. Havav me'ahei rishona, the vav gets from the hey that precedes it. And the hey rishona, the first hey, me'ahayud shel shem hakadosh. So it's flowing from a yud down to a hey, to a vav, to a hey. Each one is receiving from that which is above it in a proper flow, in a proper order. Uve'im chalila kishinitz hafech al yedei maisa tachtonim, az chalila hashba in yoredes lahei tatab. When there's a reversal of the flow, God forbid, where the hay is on top and the yud, so to speak, is on the bottom, so that's very bad. That's Midas Hadin. We know that each month has a name of Hashem associated with it. The month of Nisan has Yud Kei Vav Kei Kaseder in that order. The month of Tammuz, which again is really the darkest month, even though the peak of the darkness occurs in Av, on Tisha B'Av, but Av has two Ba'av to sort of balance it out. The month of Tammuz is a month that's Kula Midas Hadin, and that's why the name of Hashem that is associated in the Svarim HaKadoshim, or I should say the Tziruf Havaya, the arrangement of Shem Yudke Vavke for the month of Tammuz, is Hey Vav Hey Yud Hashem's name completely backwards. So if Chas V'Shalom, says our Rebbe, Kishin Eshapecha Yedei Maisa Tachtonim, when we, God forbid, flip the system, then the Hashpa is Yoredes from the final Hey. That's what's leading the way. Hey to a Vav, to a Hey, to a Yud all the way on the bottom, and that's not proper. As Chalila Kiviyachol Pegam V'Harisa Bekob Melyona, that's a breakdown of the spiritual realms. That's not the way that the coma, that that's not the way that the presentation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's energy is supposed to descend or flow into this world. Right? As the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, when the name of Hashem is inverted, then that's Midas Hadin being misgaber. We know that the letters Yud and Vav are letters of Chesed. They're masculine letters. Masculine Zachar is associated with the side of the Sviros that is Chesed. And we know that the female letters, the letter Hey, which is a female letter, is Merames to Gvura or Midas Adin. So again, so when it's a Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Yud, Chesed, is Mashpia on the Hey. Vav is then Mashpia on the final Hey. That's a proper flow. But again, when it's reversed, that's a terrible form of Midas Adin. And again, in the breakdown of the spiritual universes. Kamavur Bekavanas Haman. We know that Haman said in the fifth parak of Megillas Esther, as he was reflecting on his good fortune, which meant nothing to him, he said, V'chol ze'inenu shobali. And when I see that Mordechai refuses to bow down to me, he's sitting b'shar ha-melech, he's Yoshe b'shar ha-melech, and he doesn't stand up and bow for me, then all that I have is worthless to me. And that is letters, hey, vav, hey, yud, are the sofei tevos of ze'inenu shobali. And that's one of the psukim that's quoted by the Svar Makadoshim that hints to the month of Tammuz. And again, very superficially, there's a lot to say about this, but it means that Ze Einenu Shovali, Hashem is mad at us. All of what we're doing for Hashem is Einenu Shovali. Hashem says, I don't care about your mitzvos, I don't care about your chesed, I don't care about your tefillah. It's a very frightening Hester Panim that, of course, we don't want at all. There's a positive way to learn the pasuk as well for another time. Shehavach Hashem, Sheyeh HaYud Lemata Chas V'Shalom. So when you have a Hey Vav, Hey Yud, then God forbid the name has been reversed with the Yud on the bottom. And that's Gorim Din Al Yisrael. So says the Rebbe, that's the secret of the, not just inverted, but upside down nun. The yud is on the bottom. Right? This is a reversal of the order. That's a midas hadin. And of course, that's what these psukim are about. The nunim hafuchim were placed in the Torah, as Rashi explains, as the Gemara and Shabbos explains, to bracket and to break up three failures of Klal Yisrael in a row, that there shouldn't be a chazakah of missteps by the Jewish people. So the Nun Afucha says, yes, there is a Midas Adin. The Yud is on the bottom, so to speak. Meruma Zalzesh Nishafi Chavaya B'Yud Lamata. V'Yispalu Moshe Shishafi Chavaya V'Yud Lamala. But now we understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'Yomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem. Kuma Hashem doesn't just mean rise up, Kutra Brichu, to protect us, but literally, Hashem, your name is upside down. The Yud is on the bottom. Kuma Hashem, stand up, Hashem. Fix your name, Hashem. Change the order of your name. V'zeo v'yihi ben so ha'aron, shemora chalila al-adin. When God forbid there's a backwards nun, v'yomer Moshe Kuma Hashem. Perish al yedei tfilaso, hayakima ha'elyona keseder. Let's restore the koma. Let's restore the spiritual structure of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to its proper order. And that's what Kuma Hashem means. Perish, Shiakum Hashem Havaya Keseder B'Yud Lamala. Hashem, straighten out your name, put the Yud back on top. Let the Hashpa flow Keseder. Unetakenes Hakoimba Shiyah Hashem Havaya Keseder. And in doing so, of course, the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Ve'yafutzu Oivecha, Ve'yanusu Misanecha Mipanecha. In doing so, our enemies will be driven away and scattered and will be protected. Shaloya Shlitas Chitzonim Chalila. It'll be a experience of Rachmanus, of Chesed, and not, God forbid, Midas Adin. A very beautiful Vart, which contains within it, again, many Yesodos in terms of understanding the Tziruf Havaya and the way in which it flows to this world. Okay, let's go to the next piece immediately afterwards. A short piece again on the same Inyan. O Yomer Vayihi Ben So Ha'aron Vayomer Moshe. Asa Lo Simanios, again, the backwards Nunim. Bekasha Mipnei Mahanunim Hafuchim. Why is the nun inverted? Why is the opening of the nun facing the right side? The question is raised, but we still have to wonder, not only is it, again, inverted, not only is the opening facing to the right, why is the yud that sits on top of the nun pointed to the ground? Why is it lamata? Perhaps there's a lesson in tshuva here. Let's look at it as if we're trying to climb back to Hashem. And maybe Hashem, the Yud is pointing towards the ground. Maybe it's an opportunity for us to grab onto the Yud, to the Hay, to the Vav, to the Hay, to try to climb our way back to Hashem. But what happens normally, again, we would think, you don't just climb straight to the top of the Yud. You would think you have to climb back up from the bottom up, Hey to Vav, to Hey to Yud. But sometimes the situation is so dire, that Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extending himself towards us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting the Yod within reach, helping us to very quickly get back to the top, so to speak. Sometimes the situation is grim. We don't have time to climb our way back up slowly. Maybe a Yid's, on the 49th level of Tumah, he's a step away from the Shar HaNun. He needs to get back to the Nun of Kedusha very quickly, lest he get trapped in all of the levushim of this world. The Sitra Achra seems to have the upper hand, and he's pulling fast ones on us. And he keeps knocking us down, that we're not able to ascend slowly and steadily. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berachem of HaGadolim, HaKnesses Yisrael, Megala Es Bihirusom, Yisharim Al Yonim, Ba'olamos Al Yonim, She'in Behem Tzimtzumim, Mashpia Behem Am B'nei Yisrael, Al Am B'nei Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, extracts himself from the normative process, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here, straight to Yud. Straight to Yod. Yod is all the way at the bottom. It's within reach. Grab it. And that's how we sort of circumvent the laborious process of coming back to Hashem, which allows the Yitzhahara to grab us along the way. We kind of jump straight to the top of the chain. And that's the Rachmanis, the incredible Rachmanis of Hashem, even in his man of din. This is the idea of the backwards nun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to save us before the sins and the mistakes of Klai Yisrael compound in such a destructive way. When there's such a strong opposition, spiritual kitrug, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia lamata mibihiras elyon ve'alomos alyonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us from the highest of places. V'chdei shelo ya'achizel l'sitra achra, that the sitra achra shouldn't be able to grab us klal whatsoever. V'vnei Yisrael yashuva b'tshuva shleima. We should be able to return to Hashem to put an end to the Puranos and immediately Yisgala Chasadav V'Tovosav Al Briosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great Chesed and Rachmanos takes us back right away. And last but not least, the final piece in the Parsha, if you jump to the last piece, this is a comment on the man. We know in Perek Yud Aleph it describes the man as Kizra Gad. It's like a coriander seed. I think how Archgold typically translates it. V'haman kizra gad hu, v'eino ke'ena bedolach. Rashi says bedolach is some type of precious gem, maybe something like a crystal. Picture like a little small white crystal. Again, very very much like the coriander seed. L'chore eino muvan mai v'eino, mashmas rias ayin. What does it mean eino? Eino means its appearance, its color. But why do we mention eino? So what was it about the man? What was the experience of seeing the man? Was there some type of experience that was had just by perceiving, by seeing the man with one's eyes? And the answer is yes. The answer is as follows. Rabir Dvarim Hu. Shamru Chazam b'pnei ma mahadar ape de dalis migimol shu gomel dalim. The Gemara in Shabbos goes through all the letters of the Aleph Beis and darshans them and says, why is it that the Gimel and Dalit appear in the way that they do? Gimel Dalit, of course, stands for Gomel Dalim, the Gemara says. So why is it that the face of the Dalit is turned away from the Gimel? And the answer is because it the Dalit, which is the Dal, which is the impoverished person, doesn't want to look back at the one who's being Gomel the Chesed. That the Dalit, whose Dal is poor, is humble, is afraid to, is ashamed to look back in the face of the one who's giving. B'chdei shelo yivosh ha-mekabel. Too ashamed to be on the receiving end. Hashem Yisbarach Hu gomel dalim levnei Yisrael v'aman. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us this awesome food without hardly any effort of our own, the man, which is this miraculous spiritual food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for us in the Midbar. Hashem is such a gomel dalim. He's gomel chasadim tovim. To us each and every day, ach lo tzarech the mehader ape. But the chiddush is that when you receive from Hashem, there's nothing to be embarrassed of. You come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you say, Rabbi Shalom, I need your help. And Hashem says, you're my beloved child, and I want nothing more than to help you. You don't need to look away. You don't need to hide your face in shame. Ki aman hayarak lizachich nishmasen olavo lizdach lizgadol v'chlei lahashol shkinas abedem. Because I know why you want what you want. Why do you want sustenance? Why do you want parnasa? You want it to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want it to be able to have a nice erlich, a Jewish family. You want it for good reasons. You want it for all the right reasons. So when you eat the man, you're only getting a spiritual elevation. Hashem says you don't have to be ashamed to ask for that. If you're asking for gashmi, as you're asking for yourself, so you're embarrassed. Because you're saying, I need a favor from you. It doesn't benefit you at all. It's only for me. But you want to be a good Jew. You want to be a illuminated Jew. You want to eat the man, the food that's compared to the food of the Malachi Asharis. That's a gewaltic thing. Therefore, it says the man was like God. God is Gomel Dalim. The man was a food of great chesed. That's true. Achlo kishar gomle dalim, but unlike other gomle dalim, shetzarach lemahader ape, who turned their face away, not so when one received the man. It was rather ki eino ke eina bedolach. You were able to look a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, right in the face. Habedolach, he says, is gematria 49 memtes, the memtes shari kedusha. That since the man was used to what to bring you to the highest levels of spiritual elevation, so therefore there's nothing to be ashamed of. You're not asking for money for money's sake. You're not asking for a handout for your physical sustenance. Hashem was smiling at you and you were able to smile back. And there was an ayin tov in both directions. Hashem says, you don't have to be embarrassed to look. I'm not afraid to look at you. You shouldn't be afraid to look at me. This is a partnership that is built on such love and such holiness that there's nothing to be ashamed at all. Okay, so a couple of very beautiful Torahs for Parshas Baalos Cha, and I mean, it's Hashem. I look forward to continuing to learn our Sefer, the Mor V'Shemesh, together.